Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith joins us this morning. She visited Duluth for the first time in over a year. KUMD's Maya Jensen asked her about some of the exciting education funding proposals from the governor's office and what brings her to Duluth.
I am really looking forward to being there. I'm going to be visiting some businesses and talking about economic development while I'm in Duluth. Today I'm going to be doing a roundtable discussion with APEC. Talk about economic development opportunities in Duluth. And so it's a great opportunity. I haven't been in Duluth since last November, so I'm excited to be back.
Well, welcome back to Duluth. Some of the exciting updates that are coming, early childhood education funding, as well as some higher education funding.
Yeah, so the governor presented his budget for the next 2 years, probably almost a month or so ago now. And a big, big priority in the budget is education, and everything from early learning all the way up through higher education. The state's budget is in excellent shape overall. The state's fiscal health is very strong. We have a budget surplus, and this is because the economy in the state is doing so well and also because we've exercised a lot of fiscal discipline over the last several years. And so this puts us in a position where we're able to make these investments, and we're quite excited about it and are going to be working very hard with the legislature to get them passed. I think the governor's proposals around early education and higher ed have really strong support amongst the Duluth legislative delegation, and so we're excited to get them done.
I can imagine that is true about the legislative body coming from Duluth.
Yeah, they're very strong advocates for education and also for the bonding projects that are included in the governor's bonding bill. So, you know, really this is an opportunity to make investments that are going to advance opportunity for people everywhere in the state. And it's just very, very closely tied in our minds to jobs and economic growth.
And that, of course, going forward, also is incredibly connected to higher education. And there is some, you know, state grant funding. Well, I remember in the 80s when I went to college, there was a Minnesota state grant as part of my financial aid package. And I do always think that the grants have dried up and that isn't happening anymore. Talk about how that is targeted at the University of Minnesota Duluth students as well.
Yes, absolutely. Minnesota has had a state grant program for quite a while, and what we're hoping to do this year is to expand it. You probably know this, and I bet you there are literally hundreds of students at UMD and Lake Superior College who understand this as well, that many students are working while they're also going to school. They may have some grants and loans, but trying to figure out how to put together the resources to pay not only for tuition, which is, you know, higher than ever, but also to pay for their living expenses is just a real challenge. And that's where the state grants come in to help kind of fill that gap. And the proposals that we're putting together will send the state grant program to over 2,700 students at UMD and over 1,200 students at Lake Superior College. So it makes a big difference.
It does. I do have one more question on the higher education, and that is talking about funding the Minnesota State and University of Minnesota campuses statewide. The recent governor's budget proposal includes $135 million in basic infrastructure maintenance. And is that anything above and beyond what they ask?
Well, we are supporting the university in a couple of ways. One is through resources for basic operating dollars. And we haven't done everything that the university asked for, and that's partly, almost exclusively, because there are so many demands on the state's budget. But we really hope that this will be what will help UMD continue their great programming and help to help to support the great work that they're doing. So that's one part of it. Then the second part of it is the money for capital projects, the bonding and basic maintenance and improvement of buildings on the UMD campus. And we're really excited to be able to support those, including the Chemistry and Advanced Material Science Building, which is $28 million, and also just the essentially kind of the maintenance budget for buildings and the facilities at UMD, which is another almost $5 million. So those will all, I think, incredibly helpful as well. Students shouldn't be going to school in buildings where the roof leaks or just like the plumbing doesn't work and there's just like basic things that need to be taken care of.
Right. Well, fantastic. And I do hope that you have a wonderful visit.
Very much looking forward to it. I love visiting Duluth and it's been too long.
I do have one last question here and we'll wrap up. Do we see a bid for governor from you in the future?
Well, you know, a lot of people are asking me about that and encouraging me to think about it. And I have to say that I find that this sort of constant campaign cycle that we're in these days is kind of exhausting, mostly for people who are sort of just constantly getting bombarded by campaigns. So I'm going to keep on focusing on what we're trying to get done this legislative session for Duluth and northern Minnesota, and we'll take that question up after the legislative session. We'll see what happens.
You'll let us know before any filing deadlines.
I will, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on KUMD.
Thank you so much.
Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith joining us here on Northland Morning. This is Maya Jensen for KUMD.